Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to those of you who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley, and this Mass is being offered for Carol Joswick.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess, Almighty God,
and you, my brothers and sisters, I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind, and love everyone in truth of heart, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have observed his law. Seek justice. Seek humility. Perhaps you may be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. But I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. They shall do no wrong and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that as it is written, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
With you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last week we began from reading from the Gospel of Matthew, hearing the call of those first disciples of Jesus. And this week, and continuing to the next two Sundays before Lent, we hear what Jesus does with his new disciples. He went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. First, Jesus goes up the mountain. Well, I'm sure Jesus and his disciples enjoyed a good hike. He's doing more than that. In the Bible, mountains are places of encounter with God. In particular, we can think of Moses on top of Mount Sinai, receiving the Ten Commandments. It was there that Moses brought down God's law, written on tablets of stone, to the Israelites. So when Jesus climbs this mountain, he does so to reveal God's law to his people. However, he doesn't come with tablets of stone. Rather, he comes to write God's law on the tablets of our hearts.
And how does Jesus do this? On top of the mountain, he first takes the posture of a Jewish rabbi speaking with authority by sitting down. And then he begins to teach them, starting with the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they who mourn. Blessed are the meek. And so on. And calling people with these characteristics blessed, Jesus is giving us the recipe to true happiness, the true blessedness. And at first glance, it doesn't seem that way. We usually don't associate being poor, meek, hungry, thirsty, and persecuted with being happy. But there's more. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Only when we recognize and admit our poverty in spirit can we receive the kingdom of heaven. And while every one of us is poor in spirit before God's infinite richness, it's not always an easy thing to admit and to acknowledge that we don't have it all together. We can even be saddened by our weakness and by our poverty. And then comes the second beatitude. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. When we recognize our poverty of spirit before God, he comes to comfort us, to strengthen us. And in each of the eight beatitudes, there's that theme of being empty and then being filled. So Jesus is teaching us that to be truly happy, we first need to empty ourselves. And we can be tempted to fill ourselves with things that might feel good in the moment, but ultimately don't satisfy us. So living the Beatitudes first means being empty, acknowledging that however good created things are, they can't fill us. We come empty before the Lord so that he can fill us. And Jesus has come to fill us with his Holy Spirit. In his second letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul contrasts the old law given by Moses with the new law given by Jesus Christ, saying that God now writes not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. And that the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. In this new law, which fulfills the old law, Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit to live it out. When St. Paul makes that explicit, it's implied here in the Beatitudes. The Holy Spirit is the comforter who comforts those who mourn. The Holy Spirit is the inheritance of the meek. The Holy Spirit is the one who satisfies those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And it's the Holy Spirit poured into our hearts that allows us to call God Abba, Father, that we may be called children of God. Only in the Holy Spirit do we find true blessedness, true joy, which is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't give this gift of the Holy Spirit only to the 12 disciples at his feet during the Sermon of the Mount. And he has given this Spirit to you and to me. Through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, we have been filled with the Spirit of the living God. God has given us the power to live the Beatitudes, to be merciful, to be clean of heart, to be a peacemaker. And it starts right where God has you today. Whether you're living with your family or living alone, the Holy Spirit fills you up so that then His love can overflow to those around you. And the first and second readings that we had today, they remind us that in order to be filled, we need to first be emptied. That's in that spirit of true humility, recognizing our poverty of spirit, that we can be filled with the riches of the kingdom of God. A kingdom that is now present, but not yet fully manifested. So today, may we prepare for the coming of that kingdom by opening our hearts to the coming of the Holy Spirit now, that He may fill us once again with divine love. And we may joyfully imitate the one who first emptied Himself on the cross out of love for us and who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
We now stand and profess our faith. I believe Let us bring our prayers before the Lord with humble confidence and blessed assurance.
For all members of the church, may the Lord uphold us in being faithful to the gospel and in our shared mission to be a light to all. Let us pray to the Lord. For leaders of nations, may the Spirit of God inspire them in delegating resources to provide for the needs of all. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who labor, may the Lord provide them with a fair wage and decent working conditions that honor their human dignity. Let us pray to the Lord. For this community of faith, may God help us to use our talents and gifts to enrich one another. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and suffering in our community, may God's Holy Spirit restore them to the fullness of life and health, especially Angelica Liu, our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For our beloved dead, may God's love and great mercy surround them and bring them to His everlasting kingdom, especially all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Loving God, we humbly ask you to hear our prayers and grant them according to your holy will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them, we pray, and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father most holy. For you are the one God, living and true, existing before all ages and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light. Yet you, who alone are good, the source of life, have made all that is, so that you might fill your creatures with blessings and bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. And so in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, and gazing upon the glory of your face, glorify you without ceasing. With them we too confess your name in exaltation, giving voice to every creature under heaven, as we acclaim. We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great and you have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care, so that in serving you alone, the Creator, he might have dominion over all creatures. And when through disobedience he had lost your friendship, you did not abandon him to the domain of death, for you came in mercy to the aid of all, so that those who seek might find you. Time and again you offer them covenants, and through the prophets taught them to look forward to salvation. And you so loved the world, Father most holy, that in the fullness of time you sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior. Made incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, he shared our human nature in all things but sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, and to the sorrowful of heart joy. To accomplish your plan, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life, that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us. He sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, so that bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, O Lord, we pray, may this same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for the celebration of this great mystery which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father most holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, taking the chalice, so did the fruit of the vine. He gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, we remember Christ's death and his ascent to the realm of the dead. We proclaim his resurrection and his ascension to your right hand. And as we await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice which you yourself have provided for your church, and grant in your loving kindness to all who partake of this one bread and one chalice, that gathered into one body by the Holy Spirit, it may truly become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory. Therefore, Lord, remember now all for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially your servant, Leo, our Pope, Earl, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, all the clergy, those who take part in this offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ and all the dead, whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with your apostles and saints in your kingdom. There with the whole of creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may we glorify you through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy. Let us pray. Nourished by these redeeming gifts, we pray, O Lord, that through this help to eternal salvation, true faith may ever increase. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Friends, I'm standing in front of a statue of St. Thomas Aquinas, patron saint of students. In the spiritual life, we're all students. We're growing in faith, hope, and love. I want to thank all those who support this outreach mass ministry by their prayers, by their contributions, that we can share the good news with thousands of households across Michigan. If you wish to support this ministry, send a check payable to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for your generosity. May God bless and keep you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Over the years, we begin to realize how quickly life goes by. For some of us, our journey will end without notice. And when our transition into eternity begins, there won't be a chance for any do-overs. No time to rewind our life. No chance to choose a different ending.
Stupid little brain of yours to do any.
For the movie of our life can be used to judge us. We will sorrowfully relive the bad times.
Happy anniversary!
And joyfully revisit the good. It is then we will fully realize how our unkind thoughts and selfish choices wounded others and led us away from God, our loving Father.
You people are lazy.
And each time we ignored God's voice,
I think she's pregnant by somebody else.
No.
Our conscience grew more deaf and our heart hardened. Thankfully, you still can ask God to help edit your life story and create the ideal ending. No matter what you've done, there is good news. Since Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. Jesus can heal your memories and forgive your past if you accept his mercy. You really can be freed from the addiction of sin and find lasting peace. Imagine hearing God say after your life's movie, "Well done, good and faithful servant." It all starts by asking Jesus to help you now. If you've been waiting for a sign, this is your chance to begin an adventure with God that will last forever. Learn more at CatholicsComeHome.org. Trust in Jesus and find hope, forgiveness, and a more abundant and everlasting life. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.